Hey team, welcome to Rewriting Wellbeing, the Teacher's Health Podcast, the show that helps you thrive and not just survive, both in and out the classroom. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. You are joined as always by me, your host, Charlie Burley, the Teacher's Health Coach, and I hope you are doing really well today. You've had a great week so far. Today is the first day of the summer holidays for most of the teachers here in England. Scotland and Ireland have finished up a little bit earlier, and other countries like the US have also finished up a few weeks, maybe even over a month ago now, actually, thinking about it. But today I just wanted to share a bit of a silly episode with you, just something to put a smile on your face if you are finishing school today, something just to brighten your day a little bit. Now, last night I put out a post on Instagram asking you what the weirdest, strangest, most peculiar presents were that you've ever received at the end of the year from a child, and you guys did not disappoint. So without further ado, here are just some of the entries that you guys sent through. Now, it goes without saying that teachers are massively appreciative of all the gifts they receive, especially how things are at the moment with the cost of living crisis. But as a teacher, you do sometimes get some weird and wonderful presents. I haven't actually looked at these yet, but I'm sure there's gonna be some good ones in there. Okay, number one, leaves in a box. Why not? Leaves in the box. A personalised wine glass with the name Laura on it. My name is Rachel. A gravy dish. Battery powered desktop water feature. Why? Some water bombs. There you go. Summer. It's hot outside. I get the logic there. Ice buns. Are you an ice bun fan? Potentially? Who knows? Clearly they thought you liked ice buns. A nightdress. That is, there's just so many levels to that one. Buying somebody else nightwear. Yeah, maybe not on that one. A bag with the child's photo on. Just going around town, kid's face on your bag. Why not? What could possibly be the problem there? Oh, geez. A pink lipstick. Apparently the child thought it would look good on me. A cat t-shirt. Why? Do you like cats? Do you have cats? Right, next one then. 4-pack of Wilco wine glasses. No wine. Funeral candles, a 6-pack of Müller Corner yogurts, and a holographic baby Jesus. Wow. I mean, if that wasn't all one present, then I'm disappointed. What more do you need for your summer holidays? Some old hair bobbles from the child who always had nits. Yeah, straight in the bin with that one. A half-eaten sweet necklace and a used candle. Oh, for some reason that makes me feel, oh, bless them. It sounds like they've just grabbed something on their way into school. Oh. I received a wooden dog. I had to hold in the laughter as the child was so serious about it. Maybe they thought you liked dogs or woodwork or a bit of both. That's, yeah, it's a random one. Definitely random on that one. A classic. This is a classic. A rock. Always. Why is it a rock? A stick, a rock, a conker, something like that. Bless them. An iron. No. Oh, it's almost as bad as getting an iron from your partner as a Christmas present. Oof, a framed photo of the individual child. What did the parent think you were going to do with that photo? Just have it on your mantelpiece at home? Leave it on your desk like a bit of a shrine to their child? The list goes on. Hamsters. Someone gave you 2 hamsters in June 2015. I mean, do you still have the hamsters? Are they still alive? I don't know if you'll be able to see this one, but that is 2 hamsters. My question is, are they still alive? I mean, that's a present. Either they wanted to get rid of their hamsters or they thought you loved them and they've gone to the hassle of getting you the hamsters, the cage, the water bottle, the sawdust. I reckon that's just their hamster from home. They didn't want it anymore. They just thought they'd just upcycle it to you as an end of year present. Oh, blimey. There are so many here. There are so many. A multi-pack of Kit Kats. Why not? More chocolate. A multi-pack of Kit Kats. You know, not celebrations, not Quality Street, not a Galaxy Bar, just Kit Kats. Why not? Snack size, good for when you're on break. Yeah, I get it. I get the logic. A concrete fire alarm paperweight. That is just random. Random is the only word for that one. A concrete fire alarm paperweight. Wow. These are amazing. So there you have it, some of the strangest presents that you guys have ever received as teachers at the end of the academic year. If you've got something weird and wonderful that you've been given as a present, please do just drop me a message over on Instagram. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to do a part 2 to this episode because I don't know about you, but it definitely put a big smile on my face. Anyway, team, cheers for listening and I'll catch you in the next one.